Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. The text is Luke chapter 21, verses 20 through 26. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading assigned for today is from Luke chapter 21, beginning at the 20th verse. When you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, you will know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those in the city get out, and let those in the country not enter the city. For this is the time of punishment and fulfillment of all that has been written. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. There will be great distress in the land and wrath against this people. They will fall by the sword and will be taken as prisoners to all nations. Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on in the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The story of the boy who cried wolf is indeed to teach an important lesson. If you don't speak the truth, you become known for it. And when you're known for tall tales and lies, pretty soon no one will listen to you. This goes for pathological liars as well as the alarmist, the boy who amused himself by crying wolf, wolf, when there was no wolf. And then when there was really one, no one would help him. This story has a vital lesson, to be sure, but also can have a side effect when it comes to the church. Some have taken the principle of the state of Missouri that says, show me, I have to see it to believe it, and then apply it to the revelation of God. Thus, when a preacher sees this text and the end times text, he wonders, are you going to listen? Have you been conditioned to just dismiss it and say, yeah, yeah, I know, the end is coming someday? We seem to have become so distant from the reality of the consequences of sin and that death and destruction are coming to the world. We are in denial that there is a God who will punish sin and destroy those who reject him. Oh, God is a God of love. Passages like this destruction of Jerusalem are just skipped over and say, oh, that was horrible for Jerusalem and those people, and forget that we also are condemned by our sin. So either blow over these scary passages, or we just deny that God is a just God and will not punish anyone. Well, God isn't really a God of justice after all. Or we just get tired of waiting for Jesus to come. We recall the words of Psalm 130, my soul waits for the Lord more than they who watch for the morning. Indeed, how long can the church and her preachers speak of the return of Christ Jesus and the destruction of the current heavens and earth before they are completely ignored? The boy who cried wolf strikes again and again anytime a false teacher comes forth with a new teaching about the imminent end. A generation comes and goes, and the end has not come. And Christians are left with egg on their faces in the eyes of the unbelieving world. The end times become simply a tool, says the doubting world, for keeping people in line. If you threaten people with destruction and everlasting hell, you can control them. That's the accusation of the world against all organized religion. And unbelievers consider themselves vindicated every time another false teacher comes forward with a false prediction of the end of time. But Jesus was not fooling around in our text when he warned of the things to come, and his words proved true in 70 AD. The Lord told his disciples of the signs of the end for the city of Jerusalem, And people who heard his words were still living when the city was completely destroyed. But the signs of the end of the world are different. The laws of nature and the orders of creation themselves will be shaken as God begins to withdraw his benevolent patience from this wicked human race. So when Christians gather on the Lord's Day to receive his gifts in word and sacrament, that's why we continually hear the call to repentance and faith. John said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." We hear the same message, for the kingdom of the new heavens and the new earth will come as a thief in the night. And we will know what to look for according to God and his word. Things will occur that will cause fear and trembling in everyone on earth. It will become more like the wars and natural disasters that are already plaguing God's creation. The natural orders will be shaken. The sun, moon, and stars will be affected as the universe begins to become unglued. And we're not talking about a solar eclipse here. We're talking about signs that involve the moon and the roaring of the sea. We know already that the moon exerts gravitational force upon the earth and that it controls the tides of the coast. So our imaginations themselves ought to frighten us, knowing what would happen if the moon were thrown out of joint. These are things Jesus talks about, and the destruction will be so great that entire nations will be perplexed and cower in fear. But how long can the church proclaim such things before no one listens or cares anymore? Not very long. Our text says, "People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up, raise your head, because your redemption is drawing near. The signs of the end of the earth will cause awe and fear, that even the people of God on earth at that time will be trembling and hiding in sheer terror. For those who do not have Jesus, the coming of the Son of Man will not be a joyous occasion. For it is at this time that they will bow before him, not in reverence, but under compulsion, as they are condemned from his seat of judgment and cast forever into the pit of hell, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. But Jesus tells us who believe in him not to fear, for when all this comes to pass, our redemption is nigh. Our fear will quickly be turned into joy as we also bow the knee before Jesus, but with gladness and humility, and are caught up with him in the air for the dawn of the new heavens and a new earth. But for now, God will continue to suffer the consequences of sin toward us in the world. We will have sickness, suffering, and yes, finally, death. We are conceived and born in sin. We know that to be true. And our bodies must return to the dust from which they came. But be assured, dear brothers and sisters, that your redemption from these things is drawing near. The same Jesus who was crucified and died for your sins and rose again to save you from your sins and eternal hell will return on a cloud as your Redeemer. And the ransom that Jesus paid for your sins was with his own precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. And when Jesus returns on that last day, you who have been redeemed will be released from the power of sin and its consequences. There will be no more sin, no more sadness, no more suffering, and no more death. Until that great day, the church, you and I, will continue proclaiming the precious word of repentance and the forgiveness of sins. As your Lord comes to you with his gifts at this present age, be comforted in the knowledge of his love and of the redemption that he has won for you. And as you suffer in this world, take heart, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Amen. And now may this peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.